My WordPress website was hacked. Help! What do I do? Well, the first thing you do is you pick up your phone and you call me and I help everything. That may not be an option for you, so let me give you a couple other ideas. I want to basically split my talk right now into between two topics, recovery and protection. The first thing you want to do is recover the website. You can't get to it, it's down, your clients can't see you, it's a disaster. It's a website emergency, what are you going to do? So the first thing you want to do is recover it. But that's not all, because what got it into that place in the first place? How did it get hacked in the first place? Some kind of vulnerability, some kind of open door somewhere. So that's why you also want to look at protection, because if you don't protect it, it's just going to happen again the next day. And that's a terrible loop to get in. So let's talk first about recovery. Step one, recovery. There's two. Now I'm going to split this step into two different pieces. So you've got your hosting level and you've got your website level. So let's talk about the hosting level first. The hosting level is the fastest way to recover your website, but it's not 100% certain that this is an option for you. And then I'm going to talk about the website level. It's a little slower to do it this way, but we have a little more control over how it's done. Let me elaborate just a little bit. So let's start first with the hosting. Your web host may have built in an automatic way that they back up your website, that they back up everybody's website across their whole server. So some hosts, mine does, some hosts have a button that you can go into your host and you can say, restore my site. And on my host, it's just one big button that says restore, and then it gives you just real, not a whole lot of information, but a little slider about how far back you want to restore. The one that we got in the last 1 or 2 days, the one that we got in the last week, the one that we got in the last month, the one that I look at, it doesn't exactly tell you which day it took that copy on. So it's a little bit of a gamble which version of your website you're going to get back. However, if your website has been hacked and it's gone and you've got nothing, the greatest, easiest, fastest thing you can do is jump into your host panel and hit the restore button, and hopefully it's got a copy of the good one. So roll it back to the most recent copy. If it's still hacked, maybe you can roll it back to the version before that one. So try that first. Contact your host, or if you have the control panel information, jump in there and see if there is a restore option. If they can do it from their side, that's going to be the absolute fastest and easiest way for you. Now, they may or may not have that, because it's a little bit of a gamble when they're actually taking that backup and which copy they have and if they even have one at all, because it's not guaranteed that they're going to keep a backup of your website. So you should also have inside your website a second, a different, another way to back up your website. So when I create a dynamic website like we're talking about, I also include a backup software automatically in every website that I build that will back up the website. I do a manual backup every time I change something or update the software and I download a copy of it so I have it. There's ways that you can schedule that as an automatic backup and have it offload that file somewhere else, like Amazon or some other place to just keep that file safe off-site, essentially. So these are the two ways. Your website host could have a backup copy, but you should also have your own backup copy built into the website. Now, that is a slower way to restore the website, and it might take a little more work from your web developer or whoever you're working with to take that backup copy and restore it. However, it's more certain if you have your own backup copy that you'll be able to do that. Now, of course, I really need to say, there is no 100% guarantee that you will be able to restore your website and get everything back. The plain fact of the matter is you can take a backup copy of your website, but then there could be some sort of glitch or there could be some sort of error with that backup copy and it may not restore 100%. So I hope that this will help you. I hope this never happens to you, but unfortunately it happens a lot, and happens a lot with WordPress sites. And the reason for that is WordPress is simply very popular right now. So it's popular to use, it's also popular to attack at the same time. So this is your first step, it's recovery. Go ahead and contact your host number one. It's fastest, easiest, best. If you can click that button and they restore the whole thing with a switch, boom, you're done. Well, you're not done, but you're done with that part. And then you may have one built into your website. So that's the first place I would check. Now, that's the first step. That's just to get the website back. Once it's back to that same condition, how'd they get in to hack it in the first place? You still got to patch that hole or fix that situation. So the next step that we got to look at is protection. How can we protect your website so that it doesn't happen again? Again, hosting level and website level. So your host may have some software built in that they're offering you. Now my guess is they're going to charge you extra to enable this additional layer of protection. So if you like your host, if you're familiar with how that's set up, if you're really comfortable controlling your own stuff, you can go that way and see if they have a way that's built in. Now, I don't know if they're going to guarantee that method or not, but it might be available, so that's why I list it first. Then there's another thing that we can do on the inside of your website. Remember how I said your hosting has their own backup, but we can also install backup in your website? I can do the same thing with protection software. Your host may have their own kind of protection software, but we can install another one inside your website. And the purpose of this software is to look at those specific key areas where hackers often try to come in and stop it from happening before it can even get started. So I have a particular piece of software that I use, depending on which kind of website that we're working with, depends on which software I'm using, and that can be a monthly service or a yearly service, or it can be baked into our ongoing updates and maintenance program. So just let me know how I can help you with this if you need it. Again, the two steps for you to consider are recovery and protection. You want to get the website back. Hopefully you have a backup copy that you can do that with. And then number two, you want to protect it. You want to lock it down so it can't happen again. Hope that helps you. Please let me know if you have any questions on that and if I can help you in any way. What questions do you have? Please let me know. Jump into our Ask a Web Geek group on Facebook. Send me an email. Send me a tweet. And let me know how I can help you. What questions do you have that we can answer in an upcoming show? And here we go. I'm just going to adjust this mic a little bit, shake out all the wiggles and rub my nose and all those kind of things. Blah, blah, it itches. Blah, I'm on video. I was commenting to someone, hey, if you've never seen the show on YouTube, it's different. I edit out all the nonsense. I leave all the nonsense in right here for you in the Facebook group, just for your amusement. But I do edit out a lot of it. All right. Oh, hey, man, I have an appointment in 10 minutes. That was not well planned. I did not realize that. Shoot. Well, that's awkward. Man, I did not realize how late it was today. Well, new plan. I don't know when I'm going to record this show. Because I have some sort of weird time situation today where I've lost time. Maybe I was abducted for about 40 minutes because it's an hour later than I wanted it to be. It's a half an hour later than I thought it was, and I will not be late to that appointment. Thank you so much for being here, Jessica. This was a private Ask a Web Geek show just for you. Thank you for being here. This special episode of Ask a Web Geek is just for Jessica, and I'm so glad that you're with me this morning.
The internet's a jungle!